Okay, the Gemara in Daf Mem Ches talks about when someone did Hatmana with Muchin, which is something which you normally wouldn't use it for. It's soft cotton or things that they would use for to make felt. And if you did that, are you allowed to move it on Shabbos, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, well, 1 second. You know, normally you do it with straw. You would do the insulation with straw. The fact that you did it with this doesn't mean that you now took away the value from it. Of course, it's a valuable thing. And it's still muktzah to start and kiss because you normally don't use it for that. So interesting, the Bach writes that normally a person doesn't do that. It doesn't cause you to be mafkir, a mukhin for atmana, which would seem to imply like this. That's only if you did it one time. But let's say you did it 2 weeks in a row. So then you megal das that you want to use this material, even though it's expensive, you're using it for atmana. Then it would actually be mutta to move, because then it would be considered mukta, because for you it's not valuable anymore. So it's an incredible thing. It would depend on a person's usage, the value of something, right? You know, something that's very valuable inherently, but if you're using it for another purpose, it becomes less valuable. And maybe it's also a little bit haskell for us too. You know, things that we thought were once valuable to us, not so valuable anymore. Now other things are important to us during this time. You know, we don't have to buy as many things as we used to. We're in our homes a little bit more. Some things are more, you know, simple and straightforward. And maybe that's a good Musar Haskel as we go forward in life. And we should learn from this whole Tkufa that we could be mistapik b'muat, mistapik with less. Be happy with less, and some things are not as valuable as we thought they were. What's really valuable is ruchnius and growth every single day as we count the Yomer every day to Kabbalah HaTorah. Have a wonderful day.